Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 455, Taf Nun Hey. It is the pair, a little bit, the pair of yesterday's mitzvah. And that was Bal Tosif. Today's Isser is Bal Tigra, as the Torah tells us. Eskol davar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, osos ishru la'asos, follow exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do. Lo tosef alav, velo tigrami menu. Do not add on to it, and do not take away from it. So we already spoke about the Isser of adding on to the Torah. We spoke last time about the Isser of how is it that we can blow so many times. Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and we said all the different days in the Rishonim and the Achronim. How is it, why is it that doing a mitzvah more than once is not Bal Tosif? We discussed how the Rabbanan have the power to make laws. Why isn't that an Isser of Bal Tosif? And we spoke about a couple of svaras behind the mitzvah, a couple of machshava thoughts from the Nitziv. We can't make up our own drachim in Avodas Hashem. We spoke about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that Bal Tosif is the opposite of Bal Pa'or, which is the following psukim right after Bal Tosif, in one of the places where it appears in the Torah, because Bal Tosif is all about being an Eved and following rules. Bal Pa'or, that Avodah Zarah, the way it was worshipped, is that making up your own rules and not following rules. And the Chinuch himself said that the message of these mitzvos, Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra, is that God created a perfect book. And therefore, it would be inappropriate and even a reflection of kfira for us to think that God left something out or God should have left something out. That's what I didn't get to mention it last time, but the Darki Musar of Naiman discusses this, that Shukulanu Ma'aminim B'muna Shleima, we all believe, Shatara Nitna Ach V'Rach Mipi Yagvura, the whole Torah came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one of our beliefs, it's one of the Ani Mamins, and that's what Torah Tashem Temima Mishivas Nafish, and therefore if I say, you know what, I think Sukkah should be an extra day, so I'm going to sit in the Sukkah one day extra, or I'm going to take away, I think Tzitzis should be a little less, whatever the situation is, that is something that is inappropriate and reflective of kfira. And therefore, one has to make sure that one takes the Torah as a package. It's a package deal. It is a perfect package. It's a beautiful mashal given by the Dubna Magid relating to Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. It's quoted in a number of svarim. I'll read it to you from the Otsos HaTorah. He quotes there, Ish echad hayaraga lishol meish cheino kelem lebeiso. There was two people that lived in neighbors with each other, and one person asked the other one, you know, always asked him to borrow things. Can I borrow a spoon? Can I borrow this? Can I borrow that? And he always let him, and whenever the Shimon paid him back, he paid him back double. If he borrowed a spoon, he paid him back, he gave him two spoons. If he gave him a chair, he gave him back two chairs. It was always, he always paid him back double. And he asked him one time, he says, why is it, we're not going to get to the ribbis issues here, it's just a mashal. Says, why is it that you always pay me back twice? He says, look, It has a child, Puravu, right? Whenever you give me one, you know, it reproduces itself, and that's why I give you back two. He says, oh, okay, great. So one time, couple of days passed, and the borrower asked, you know, could I please borrow your beautiful silver coast? Whatever, something very expensive. He says, sure, I'm going to get back two. So he gives it to him, and a couple of days go by. Afterwards, the guy still hasn't returned it. And he goes to him and says, you know, do you have my, in this version, it's a menorah. Whenever it is, something very special. So he says, I'm sorry, but right when I got it, it got a terrible fever, and it started shaking with chills, and it died. He says, oh, come on. What are you talking about? Kosos don't die. Right? It's an object. He says, I don't understand. You didn't complain or deny it or get upset when I said it had a baby, and that's also, according to your theory, not true. So if you don't mind adding, so what's the problem with taking away? Says the Dubna Magid, the Nimshal is, okay, we'll add on to some mitzvah sometimes. And I think this is extra, that's extra. The second that we're able to add on, then we're going to get to today's Aveira, and that is Bal Tigra and taking away. Sometimes we'll think this is good, sometimes we'll think that is not good, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah is perfect, and we cannot do anything to alter it or change it in any way. And again, these are Yesodostik mitzvahs reflecting Emunah. Okay, so let's read the Chinuch a little bit about today's mitzvah. So today is the flip side of Bal Tosif, and that is Bal Tigra. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu, Shelo Legroa Davar Mimashi Yechavtanu Tarasa Shleim, Tarasenu Shleima. We cannot take away anything from which the Torah wrote. V'alzal Nemar Lo Sigra Mimenu. You cannot lessen. V'keitzad Yezeh HaIsser, and how does one violate this Isser? Kegon, what's the example given? Interestingly, we quoted last time the examples that Rashi gave a la Torah of Bal Tosif. We mentioned an extra parsha in the Tefillin, an extra tzitzis, extra lulav, extra bracha in the Berachas Kohanim. Rashi does not quote any example of Bal Tigra. Interesting why that is. Right, you quote examples of Bal Tosif, why don't you quote examples of Bal Tigra? So you might just say, well, Rashi just means the flip side, the opposite. We'll see, that might not be so true. But what's the example that in Chazal they give? It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's also a Mishnah in Maseches Vachim. What happens if, you know, there's a lot going on in the Beis HaMikdash and it's very busy and there are cups of blood all over the place. What happens if cups of blood get mixed up and you're not sure, you know, what blood this is? Is it a four sprinkle type of blood, or is it a one sprinkle type of blood? Is it a matan dalid, or is it a matan echad? If the Gemara says you take blood that's only supposed to be sprinkled once, and you sprinkle it four times, you're violating Bal Tosif. If you take blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times, and you sprinkle it one time, you're violating Bal Tigra. So what do you do? So it's a machlokas tanoim. Is it better to do extra or do less? That's the example of Bal Tigra. So if somebody would do that on purpose, or not with knowing, right, that's the chashash here, that would be a violation. Shimnis Ariv Dam Hanitana Bimatana Achas. Mim Dam Hanitana Bimatan Arba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yinatanu Bimatan Arba. Rabbi Eliezer says you do four. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yinatanu Bimatan Achas. Rabbi Yeshua says no, do one. Why? It's better to violate Pesheva Al Tase and not to actively do an Avera. Shematan Osein Bimatan Arba over Al Bal Tosif. The Osem Isa. Ukshatan Osein Bimatan Achas. If you just do one, even though you're violating Bal Tigra, that it's better to violate Bal Tigra, Sheva Al Tase, than Bal Tosif Kum Va'ase, actively. So that's why it's better, says Rabbi Yeshua, to only do one and not to do two. It's fat and not to do two or four. It's fascinating that this is the example in Chazal. Chazal don't give us so many other mitzvos, so many other examples of, not mitzvos, other examples of this Avera. There is... Why is that? There is a very important shita of the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan, and we'll get to other Lamaisa examples of this in a minute, Bez Hashem. But the Turei Evan is quoted in the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi, in the Chuvis of the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Beis. Says the Turei Evan, what's Bal Tigra if you really think about it? What, if I do half an Avera, or if I do half a mitzvah, then I violate Bal Tigra? No. If I shake a lulav and hadasim, and I don't shake Aravos and Esrog, I'm violating Bal Tigra? You know what I'm doing? Nothing. I'm not doing the mitzvah. That's not Bal Tigra. Bal Tosif is easier to figure out. Because Bal Tosif is, you have a mitzvah and you do it with a Tosefes. You expand it. I sit in a sukkah an extra day. I add in another parsha of the tefillin. I'm doing the mitzvah in an expanded way, which I shouldn't be doing it. But what's Bal Tigra? Let's say I only sit in the sukkah for 6 days of sukkahs and not seven. So on that last day, I'm violating Bal Tigra? Says the Torah, Evan, no. What am I? I'm just not doing the mitzvah. That's not Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra, by definition, has to be I'm yotzei the mitzvah. The only examples of Bal Tigra could be is where, just like Bal Tosif, I'm yotzei the mitzvah, but I'm doing it in a deficient manner. That's the violation of Bal Tigra. So that's the example. We know, we paskin, by all zrikas hadam, b'di'eved, 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 by most karbanos, one zrika is okay b'di'eved. So if you have a karban chatas, which is the blood of a karban chatas, which is supposed to be sprinkled four times, and an ola or a shlamim that's supposed to be sprinkled two times, and you do only once, we pass it like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah Maseches Zachim that says you're yotzei b'di'eved. That's why that's an example of Bal Tigra. Because it's only if you're yotzei and you do it in an inferior manner. But there are many less examples of Bal Tigra to come up with than Bal Tosif. You have to come up with a mitzvah that you could do it in a lechatchila way, and you only do it in a b'di'eved way. So there aren't so many mitzvahs like that, halachically, that there are lechatchilas and b'di'evets. Maybe one could suggest chalitza, assuming chalitza is a mitzvah. So there are parts of chalitza that are ma'akev, but there are parts of chalitza that are not ma'akev, right, that are lechatchila. So let's say I do chalitza in a way that is in an inferior, deficient type of way. Not deficient, that it's not going to be yotzei. I'm not going to be yotzei. I'm going to be yotzei. That's Bal Tigra. Doing a mitzvah b'gira'on. That is the principle that's quoted here in the Turei Evan, quoted in the Beis HaLevi. He says, Chakira b'inyan lav delo tigra. That is the title of the siman, and he says, Hach lav leka rak b'maschil ha-mitzvah ve'eno gomra, ve'lo below hischil klal. Right? And he quotes a number of rayas to this yisod. Again, Bezra, we'll get back to that yisod in a couple of minutes. Misharshi mitzvah, finishing up the chinuch inyan shamanu b'mitzvahs bal tosif, similar to what we said when we spoke about bal tosif. There is, though, a very important discussion, two important discussions that relate to bal tigra and bal tosif, and then we'll branch out to other issues. That is, number one, we mentioned at the end of the chinuch, last time in bal tosif, one only violates bal tosif when one has kavana, or bal tigra. If one has kavana, let's say I sit in the sukkah the day after sukkahs, but because I'm enjoying myself, not because I have any kavanas for the mitzvah. So that's okay. What if I blow shofar the day after Rosh Hashanah? Stam, without thinking of anything. I don't violate bal tosif. Bal tosif is only violated when I have kavana to do a mitzvah. Like we said, according to the Ramban, even if you invent your own mitzvah, if I say that on every Tes Vav Sivan is a new holiday of the Jewish people, and the holiday requires everybody to stand on their head for 5 seconds, right? So if I make that up and I say it's L'shem Mitzvah Daraisa V'yantif, so that's Bal Tosif. But if I just do that every Tes Vav Sivan without declaring it a holiday, and, you know, I'm just doing it for fun, then obviously it's not. So that's the halacha. We paskin that only Kavana L'shem Mitzvah one violates Bal Tosif. There's a beautiful ha'ara that the Minchas Asher has in his commentary in Va'eschanon, in Simen Vav Ozvav, where he talks about the Gemara. The Gemara talks about an Erevin, that's Tzadikei, Be'er Hashem Dafyomi, we'll get there in a couple of weeks. The Gemara says, what happens if one finds tefillin outside the city on Shabbos? And you want to carry it in, but there's no Erev there. So what do? So you wear it. But 1 minute. There's more than one pair of tefillin. Am I allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin? Shabbos is Lavzman tefillin. So am I allowed to wear it? I'm going to try to carry it in because it's designed a tefillin, but am I going to violate Bal Tosif on the way in because I'm wearing two pairs of tefillin? If I wear one pair of tefillin all day, that's fine. That's the mitzvah. But two pairs of tefillin? Who says you should wear two pairs of tefillin? Not L'shem Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Just two pairs of tefillin. So the Gemara says that if you hold mitzvos ein shrichos kavana, that mitzvos to be yotzi, you don't need kavana, so then automatically I'm yotzi the mitzvah without thinking about it, and therefore I cannot take two sets in at once. But if I hold mitzvah srichas kavana, then I can. I just won't think about doing the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Ask the Achronim on that Gemara, why can't you just have kavana shalo latzeis? We know sometimes there are times that we have kavana shalo latzeis, that the Chazin saying the bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Right? So, we all, the minhag is that the Kehila all says the bracha. By Sfiras HaOmer, we all say the bracha. So it must be, so how could we say the bracha? The Chazan just made it for us, so we said Amen. The answer is, Stam Das, we know that we're going to say the bracha, so we have Kavana, not to be Yotzei. Usually that works. So ask the Achronim, ask the Shagas Aryeh on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, dealing with that Gemara in Erev in Tzadikei. Why can't we just say, let him carry in the tefillin, and he'll have Kavana Shalom Latzeis? And therefore there won't be any violation of Bal Tosif. So says Rav Asher Weiss that no, there's a difference, there's a major difference between mitzvahs srichas kavana and mitzvahs ein srichas kavana in terms of what you did. According to the Manda Amar, mitzvos srichos kavana. What does that mean? That unless you have kavana, you didn't do a mitzvah. If you shake a lulav without having kavana, then you're just shaking a branch. If you eat matzah without kavana, you're just eating. You're not doing a mitzvah. According to the mitzvah srichas kavana, you are not doing anything halachic when you do an act without kavana. And therefore, having kavana shalo latzeis, you know, would be fine. But according to the Manda Amar, mitzvahs ain srichas kavana. You know what that means? Mitzvah means you're automatically yotzei without kavana. So usually kavana shalo latzeis could prevent that. But Bal Tosif, what would Bal Tosif do? If I have Kavana Shalom Latzeis, so I'm not Yotzei my mitzvah. But is it a Maisa HaMitzvah? It's a Maisa Mitzvah. I'm just not Yotzei. That's already not good enough for Bal Tosif. You're going to violate Bal Tosif even if I just do a Maisa Mitzvah. If it's called a Maisa Mitzvah, that's why. You can't carry in the two tefillins. Even if you're going to have Kavana Shalom Latzeis, so you're not going to be Yotzei. But Mitzvah Zain Srichas Kavana. So the Maisa Mitzvah exists automatically. And he says you have to be you're machalik between Maisa Mitzvah and Yitzias Yidei Chova al Yidei Maisa HaMitzvah. And all Bal Tosif requires is something that is labeled a Maisa HaMitzvah. Beautiful. That's Rav Asher Weiss's Ha'ara. Okay, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch here in Oz Beis, he has a long discussion, and his main question is related to the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Chinuch. If you remember, at the end of Bal Tosif, at the end of mitzvah Taf Nun Dalid, the chinuch says, if I violate Bal Tosef, I'm going to get Malkus. Last line of Taf Nun Dalid. V'chayev Malkus ube edim v'asra kamoshi yadua b'chol makom. You're going to get Malkus if I violate Bal Tosef. And the Minchas Chinuch pointed out that the Rambam does not quote that. The Rambam does not mention Malkus by Bal Tosef. And the Minchas Chinuch now wonders on the chinuch, how could you get Malkus anyway? What happened with Malkus? You need Malkus, you need Asra. So I go over to a person and I say, you know, if you sit in a sukkah today, L'shem Mitzvah, you're violating Bal Tosef, because it's not sukkahs anymore. And the person says, I know, and I'm doing it anyway. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're Lahachis? The only way you violate Bal Tosef is if you have Kavan L'shem Mitzvah. So you're Lahachis sitting in the sukkah L'shem Mitzvah, saying that sukkahs is an extra day to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Mimanavshach. Either you're a liar, because once they're warned, why would anybody sit in the sukkah l'shem mitzvah? Either you're a liar, and really you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, so you shouldn't get Malkus mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, if you're really serious, then you're just a fool. And you're a mutte. You're a mistaken person. You're wrong. It's not sukkahs today. And if you are misguided, you're an ones, and therefore you shouldn't get Malkus either. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that must be the svar of the Rambam, why you don't get Malkus there. Beautifully, he says in the middle of Os Beis, Biman of Shach, Im be'emes mishaker ve'enu machavein enu aveira. If he's a liar, it's not an aveira of Bal Tosef, and he shouldn't get Malkus. Ve'im de'omer emes, to whom miskavein be'emes lasos ha-mitzvah, u'machavein lotzeis lasos ratzon abora. You really think this is a mitzvah? If you think it's a mitzvah, that means you think Hashem told you to sit in the sukkah today. So, im kein ein lecha mute gadol mizeh, then there's no bigger fool, ki yadua lecha la'olam, because Hashem wants you to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, and not the day after sukkahs. Ve'ein lecha shote gadol mizeh, im yoshi besukkah, be'emsa hashana, o no tel lulav, u'medaber, you think this is a mitzvah. And therefore, it says that Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand how anybody, I love the Rambam, because the Rambam says you don't get Malkus. I understand why that is. Because there's no Hechi Timsi to get Malkus. I don't really understand the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? Maybe he holds mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana, and it's automatic, and that's why you get Malkus. But either way, he says, I have difficulty with it. Good. One other discussion that we need to have related to Baal Tigra is the context where Rav Schechter thinks Baal Tigra comes up as Man Hazeh. And that is the sugya of wearing tcheles bizman hazeh. Tcheles is a huge topic. Again, the major issues that have to be dealt with in researching tcheles is, number one, when and why it stopped. When and why it stopped. In the Gemara, you have stories about Amoraim having tcheles. So sometime after the Gemara, sometimes at the times of the Gaonim. So when and why it stopped. Number two is, what exactly is it? Do we know exactly what it is? That's the scientific research. And number three is, even if we know the answer to number two, and we know bavade what it is, so do we say that it should be worn? That's a separate issue. Forget number one and two, which might be scientific and historical. Number one is historical. Number two is scientific. Number three is halachic. So there are three questions that one has to ask in the sugya of tcheles. So it's known, the Raziner started 150 years ago, and now they have the tcheles factory, in terms of the snail and the processing and all the rayas from the Gemara. It is, it isn't. We're not getting into question one and two. But question three, so should it be worn or not? So there is a well-known statement of the Beis HaLevi that's quoted. It's not quoted in the Tshuvas. It's quoted in various sources. The Rav of Salvecha quotes it in Shir Mozecher Abba Mari, and it's quoted a little differently in the various different sources, that if something was out of the Mesorah for so many years, then who are we to start it again, and we don't have a right. This doesn't mean that if there's an Avera being done, if they did this Avera, so we have to do the Avera. They ate treif, so we have to eat treif also. No, that's not the Mesorah. This is talking about an item that was lost in the Mesorah. So if there was an item and they couldn't fulfill that mitzvah, so the Beis HaLevi is quoted as saying, and others quote him, that, you know, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaSiyata D'Shemaya HaShkacha, that it should be out of the Mesorah, and we are not allowed to start. That's even assuming that it is Vadei 100%. Until the Navi comes, and there are examples of this, that one has to have a Navi in order to be mamshich the Mesorah. It's pointed out that the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he talks about the place of the Mizbeach, and by Bayashedi, where the place of the Mizbeach was, and it says the Nevi'im came back and showed them where the place of the Mizbeach was. Ask the Achronim on the Rambam, why do you need the Nevi'im? Just look in the Mishnah, look in the Braisa, know exactly where the Mizbeach is. The answer is no. That's a question of a reality, and you need a Mesorah from that. And that's why the Nevi'im Shebineim had to come back and tell them. about it. So that is one idea. Rav Shechta, though, as is known, is a big proponent of Tcheles. If you look in the Ginas Egos, his Sefer, he says that is, there is an idea, maybe it was left out of the Masorah, out of the Masorah, Lamaisa. Rav Shechta thinks this is a Savi Daraisa. And Savi Daraisa is Lachumra. And even though the Ramah quotes a minog that your strings are supposed to be the same color as your beged, white and white, but still, a suffix din overrides a minog, and therefore Rav Shechter is a big proponent of suffix of wearing tcheles. And then he even holds that if, based on this two-way evad that we mentioned before, that if you do a mitzvah big giron, you violate Valtigra, he thinks that today, Bezman Azeh, if somebody does not wear tcheles, so then one would be violation of Baal Tigra. That's what he holds. Again, Rova Poskim are against that. Rova are against that, and there's even a suggestion quoted in the name of in the Reb Chaim or the Briska Rav, and that is maybe the whole din of Savi Daraisa L'chumra doesn't apply in this context. Why? They're quoted as saying Savi Daraisa L'chumra only applies if acting based on the suffix, you would solve the suffix. I'm not sure if I benched yet, so I'm going to bench. So now for sure I bench. There's no more suffix. That's a Savi Daraisa L'chumra. I'm not sure if this is kosher or not, so I'm not going to eat it. So I vada, I'm not violating. But here, in our context, Savi Daraisa L'chumra, so if you do it, you still have a Savi, because you still don't know for sure vada, whether it is or it's not. So you don't say Savi Daraisa L'chumra in a case where acting wouldn't solve the suffix anyway. But Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Chaim, and he says he thinks that there's a Ran against this. There's a Ran in Sukkah that says if you're not sure if you shook a lulav that day, you have to shake it even during Bein Hashmashos, which shows you're still going to be mesufik because you don't know what the din is about Bein Hashmashos. But either way, this is a big discussion. Again, Rav Shechter thinks it's Baal Tigra. Other poskim quote other reasons. Rav Al-Yashiv and Rav Sternbach and others quote other reasons why one should not wear. Again, machlokas a poskim, and one should ask the local Rav in terms of halacha lemaisa. Okay, we'll stop here.